The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Denise Salcedo here with Mark Henry, and we discuss SmackDown from the blood to the bloodline. Also, world tag team champion R-Truth joins right now. Let's go.
This is the Busted Open Podcast.
The artistic genius of understanding how to put things together is the art of it. How to put it together. It helps to have great content. And we have unbelievable content. As a matter of fact, last night, the way SmackDown started and the way that it led to the interactions between Paul Heyman and Solo and them looking for Kevin Owens and like the way everything transpired gave us great content. And how we get to it is the artistry of it as we're getting into it right now. So what part of the start of Paul Heyman and Solo did you feel like was the most impactful?
Oh my gosh, there was so much during this, Mark, especially because we know that we're starting this new chapter with the story that they're telling with the bloodline. So we know right now we're in the chapter, Mark, where we don't have Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is off, you know, in Hollywood doing his thing, whatever. But right now on SmackDown, they have found a new way to keep this story fresh. Especially this is a story they've been telling for a damn near long time. But to keep the story fresh, build up these new characters in Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga, while also keeping us in suspense. Okay, well, what's going to happen when Roman Reigns returns? What's going to happen when The Rock returns? And so we're still expecting more members of the bloodline to come through. So there's still like a lot that needs to happen here. But my favorite part in all of this right now is that Solo Sikoa is feeling himself. He's feeling himself. He feels like the new Roman Reigns. He feels like he just took out Roman Reigns' shoes, stepped right into them, and decided to play the role of Roman Reigns in his own version. But then you see this fear in the eyes of Paul Heyman, where Paul Heyman, he could work with Roman Reigns, right? They had like an understanding, this like working relationship, versus him and Solo Sikoa do not have that. Instead, Solo Sikoa is like bossing him around, and Paul Heyman seems like he doesn't feel like he has any power anymore. And that is sort of my favorite thing. And then seeing Tama Tonga sort of play into the role of Solo Sikoa that Solo Sikoa used to have, I don't know, man. This is all turning out to be pretty interesting, and I'm curious to see where it's going.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, for your money, I thought Paul Heyman needed an Oscar nomination last night. His portrayal of scared and confused and in flux was incredible. He wanted to call Roman, and Solo took the phone. And he was visibly shaken as to trying to accommodate Sikoa, Solo. I put both of them together. That it happens. And But I thought one of the things that maybe people miss in translation is how they got Kevin Owens in the first place. And come to find out that Tama Tonga ran his car into Kevin Owens' car. And Kevin was like, I guess hit his head on the steering wheel or the dashboard or something, because he was busted wide open. And Tama Tonga took advantage of that and beat him unmercifully and brought him into the arena like a bag of trash. And that was something that we haven't seen in a very long time, where they pan out to the parking lot and you see smashed vehicles. And Nick Aldis coming out and saying, this is not going to happen. And laying the law down. And he's looking at Paul, and Paul is looking at the cars crash. And he's like, Paul. And Paul, he looked at, like he was, man, it was
his
so
jaw
good.
Was shaking. His jaw yes. was literally shaking. I could see that thing shifting.
Well, I mean, he's got a little bit of a double chin.
Oh, why didn't mean it like that?
he can't help that, Denise. Like, kid gloves.
I did not mean it like that.
I'm complimenting. But it was, I'm just bullshitting. But unbelievable. The performance and even the information that we got from Solo and Solo's facials and reaction to Paul was, you're going to do what I tell you to do, or you're going to have to deal with me. That's what shook Paul. So, well, I'm going to call Roman. No, you're not. Bro, like we got two really good performances in just a matter of a week, 2 weeks. Solo has sold me on he's going to be the new head of the Bloodline, and it's going to be run differently, more violently. When was the last time the first thing you see of Kevin Owens, blood dripping?
And no, Kevin Owens is not that guy. And like, not that guy to just like randomly get his ass kicked.
No. And on top of that, every time they, you know, the WWE always went away from blood. They did their best not to show it if it happened. They made reference to it on the announce table and Solo. With his white tape, excuse me, on his tape, there was blood. And he kept showing the blood to the camera. Look, this is his blood. The blood is on my hands. I mean, it was so good. So good. The drama.
So the thing that I wanted to ask you about, because I didn't get a chance to ask you about this, and that is Tama Tonga. What, and I know it's only been 2 weeks so far, but what have you thought, or what's been like your initial impression just based off of what we've seen the last 2 weeks?
The number one impression is a loose cannon. A pit bull off the leash. Secondly, he looks incredible. His facials, his reactions to the people that he's attacking, it looks like he's a wild human. Like, where the hell did this guy come from? And how are you controlling him? Like, that gives power to Solo. For Solo to be able to say, hey, enough. Man, it's power. And I think that the world is going to find out how great a wrestler he is. And when I say an ode to Bryan Danielson, like that martial arts style mixed with a little high-flying AJ Styles-esque, not quite a Ricochet flyer, but I saw him in New Japan do a crossbody off the top to the floor. That's a risk that I would have never took it. Of course, I'm big giant dude, but that's over 13 feet. That's higher than a basketball goal. And he just casually dove off the top of that to the floor. And I'm just like, wow, unbelievable talent. They won. And they gave Solo a piece that he doesn't have to be the heavy for. And my thing was, with what happened last night, what's going to happen in the future? They gave us the cliffhanger version of the Bloodline. When Solo put his hand up and he looked at Tama Tonga, and Paul didn't have the one up. Paul didn't have this one up, and Solo turned. You have to look at the replay, guys. He turned really slow at Paul, and he looked over his shoulder at Paul, and Paul, he had the quivers in his voice, and in his body reaction, and he put the one up. And his hand was shaking. Like Denise said, he showed fear. They always say you can, excuse me, guys. They always say that you can rule with respect or you can rule with fear. I think Solo chose the latter.
I think so, too. And that was the thing that I enjoyed. Like, I want to see... Like, I love that Solo Sikoa is taking on this role because it has made him look so dominant. I mean, he came out there, he was wearing the suit. And then Tama Tonga, to me, has looked, like, frightening in all of this. Like, I look at him and I'm like, okay, I don't know, like, in terms of the speaking SmackDown-wise, like, I don't know what your mentality is like who are you in this role, like what's going on through that mind of yours. And that is what's intriguing, because again, he's the new Solo Sikoa, the one that doesn't say anything and just handles business. And what I want to eventually see down the line here, like I do really want to see the Bloodline really have that split where you have the Rock side of the Bloodline, maybe with Solo Sikoa and his guys, and then the Roman Reigns side of the Bloodline. And I really hope that that's what we do get in this whole Bloodline Civil War saga. So that's what I'm hoping for. But this feels really freaking good. And Mark, we didn't even talk about this. We want Roman chants in the crowd, by the way.
What?
Like the babyface turn is already happening and Roman isn't even there yet.
Let's see who the new introductionary pieces to the Bloodline is going to be. Let's see where the line in the sand is going to be drawn. Who's going to be Team Roman? Who's going to be Team Sikoa? Like, let the lines be drawn. Because what you got? Jimmy Uso and Jey Uso now can be back together again. Go to your brother and say, hey, they beat you out. They beat me out too. I told you that they were evil. Now you already got two. Who else is going to be on that side of the equation? That's a Bloodline member. Come on, you got to have somebody.
So on Roman's side, I do think it's just going to be the Usos as of right now. I'm really hoping that when Fatu comes in that he joins Solo Sikoa, because I want Solo Sikoa's group to sort of be like all of the new guys, right? Like the fresh blood. They're the ones that are, I don't know what But I think that they can tell a story there where it's like, oh, okay, like the newer guys are siding with Solo because they want like this new portion of the bloodline to take over. Like Roman Reigns disappointed them when he lost the title to Cody Rhodes. I feel like they could really play up on that.
Yeah, it would be cool to see Jacob go over and join Solo and Tama Tonga. That's a battle pack starter kit right there, if you ever seen one. But who do you put with the Usos? And it would have to be somebody that people thought a formidable opponent. It's got to be somebody that is actually bloodline related. And I don't know who that is.
We got to pull up the tree, Mark. We got to pull up the tree and start seeing who we can pluck out.
So you seen Zilla?
No, I haven't.
Umaga's son. He's young, but he looks great. He's really aggressive. He did some tags on the indies with Jacob Fatu. And I've been talking to him, trying to get his mind right. He did a bad beat. He got in trouble. He did some time. And he says, I want to be better. I want to be a credit to my family. That is a story that needs to be told. It's a babyface story. It's a real life story. Like, it's documented. You know what? He's in Houston. He said, Mark, I hear you always talking about, you know, going and helping other people. I don't know how to do that. And I said, what do you mean you don't know how to do that? He's like, you know, I just always was thinking about me. And I said, bro, you already won. You got God in your ear. You just have to listen. I said, you're in Houston. I know a guy named Dennis Rogers. He has a youth home up around Conroe, North Houston. Why don't you go and volunteer and help them young kids up there? They're all troubled kids that did bad beats, got in trouble when they were young, and now they're struggling. He said, oh, I'm with it. So now I introduced them. So I'm just waiting to hear the good news. So I love to see Jacob and Zilla both get signed with WWE and be a part of that bloodline. Well, Jacob already got signed. So I love to see Zilla get signed and then mentor him. Allow him to be groomed correctly and be around positive people and realize that there's something that's bigger than he is, and he's already there. He understands, he just don't know how. And there's a lot of men and women that don't know how. And that's how you end up in trouble, because you do what's instinctive or you do what everybody else is doing. So they got stories to tell inside their family, you know, like reality show stuff that's really real, not a reality show, that, you know, like we need to keep you on the good foot. And who better than the Usos to do that? And this is Umaga's son. When you see him, you're going to say, wow, what a specimen. Big, thick, athletic. I mean, diving off the top, doing stuff. Listen, it's a match made in heaven. If I had any say, that would be my number one thing, because I would personally or assign somebody to be responsible for him. Like I was assigned to their uncle to be his young boy. I drove the car, I ran errands, and I did what he told me. And then at end of the day, he would go to the ring and coach me and tell me what to do and show me how to do. That was Yokozuna. So the history has got to repeat itself. That's why I'm helping him, because I feel like I owe a debt to their family. So these are stories that can be told that can it can make everybody that's not a fan of wrestling to hell with wrestling. The real life story. That's why the Bloodline is so successful, because it's a real life story. There are real life struggles. And to see all of this unfold in front of us, everybody is like leaning in. They're leaning in to see what's going to be next. What dynamic is going to be played, good or bad? And who's going to be involved? Those are three questions in entertainment that they're going to answer every week. And they've done it for 3+ years now. And did it ever get old? Did it ever get stale? No. Bloodline is, like Paul Heyman said last night, it's the greatest story ever told in pro wrestling.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Hey, Truth, is always good to hear from you. But I saw something on your social media the other day, and I called you right away. I was just telling Denise and our audience about how much I appreciate stuff. And I try to thank the people that I learn from all the time. And right. You did a song thanking the fans. Explain that, please.
Yeah, man. You know how it goes, Mark, man. Like, we get told some of the most heartwarming, some of the most encouraging, motivating things from our fans. And they may not know that we take a lot of stuff to heart. We take a lot of that because we carry a lot of stuff. We have missed so many birthdays, anniversaries, certain holidays, family time, you know what I'm saying, because of the hustle, the grind. But fans that appreciate that, oh man, when I came back from injury, this was like, I've been more popular now than I ever been in my life. And it's just crazy how it's hard to say thank you to each and every one. And I'm the type of person that I would want to do that. Because each and every single one has a different way of thanking me or appreciating me or telling me something, giving me a story, or I grew up with my grandparents. I'm talking about from age 8 to 80. So it's like, thank you. That song came about, me and Jay Tracks in the studio. And I'm like, man, I can't say thank you to everybody. I say, how can we say thank you? I want to say thank you to all my fans. I'm talking about worldwide, everywhere. You need to do a song. Okay. So that's what thank you came about.
So, Andre, you have the song queued up, don't you?
One moment, Mark.
So, True, I want to play some of the song. Because, I feel like the fans need to know that we give a fuck. That we care. That they care. And I think that some of you could be the catalyst for killing some of this tribalism in wrestling, because this is what's needed. To be a pro wrestler, you got to be multifaceted, multi-talented. You're a great artist as well as a wrestler. And I would consider wrestling to be an art. So, you know, you just have that artistic nature. When you start a writing process for the song, like, where do you start? You know, I know where I start when I write poetry. It's based off the emotion of something I went through or an experience. Or it's got to hit you. And when I put the pen on the paper, the pen never comes off the paper. It's like I just pour it out, and then I'll go back through it. And if I want to make it rhyme, then I'll make it rhyme. But like a lot of the stuff that I write, it doesn't have to rhyme. It's just got to be in a certain cadence for it to sound like a Biggie style. Everything don't rhyme, but it sounds like it's rhyming. How do you do it?
And I got the same producer, man. My producer is like if I was Batman, he's Alfred. You know what I'm saying? It starts off with the vibe, how I feel. He always like, how you feel? And we go with the energy of that, you know what I'm saying? Whether I feel like not preaching, but enlightening people, letting them know, you know what I'm saying? Either people going to relate from me having been there, I'm on my way trying to get there, or I'm going to tell you something I've experienced. And I think each and every person has a story, and we are so much relatable in more ways than one, man. So a lot of the stuff that the music that I come up with is like, it's relatable music.
Okay.
Wanting to say thank you, man. Better Play, songs I just released, Better Play. Legacy. That's me telling about my career, me being in the business. Like, a lot of things and a lot of times we in this business, we just living it, man, because we moving so fast, we don't take time to smell the roses and listen to the sound of the traffic. And we just living life, you know what I'm saying, doing life. And now that I'm older and mature, it's easy to write this music, man, because I got a story. You know what I'm saying? So I just, it's easy to pick parts of my story from the vibe or the mood that I'm in. If I want to pull and tell you something that I'm normal. There's times I've been depressed. There's times that I've been, motivation wasn't there, but discipline kept me in the game. So I just give people that real life experience through storytelling, through my music, man, just like we do in wrestling. So the song could be, I could be in the studio being a dance mood. I'm like, but let's do a dance. So let's do you know what I'm saying? I got EDM music. I got rock music. I got, you know what I'm saying? I got country songs on the way out. So, you know what I'm saying? I get up in the
Come
studio,
on now. Like, bro, you know I'm from Silsby, Texas. I love country. Man.
I got a song coming out called Country Folks, and not today. Bro, it's going to be the national anthem for anybody that's country. I'm telling you right now. And Mark, I'll call you off this and let you hear it. It's already done.
Man, call me. I want to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry, Nation. I can't do an R-Truth concert for y'all tonight or today, but I'll let y'all know next Saturday how me and Truth concert went.
Yes, we're going to have a little mini concert.
Go to
well, I'll tell you,
the
man.
World's Strongest Truth.
Oh, that's good right there. The World's Strongest Truth. That's good. That's
see how the
good.
Vibe just came? Just like that. That's how
yeah. You got the creative juices flowing right now. You still got the pen work coming in from that, from the song and whatnot. But Truth, you know, even just like listening to the song and watching you listen to your song right now, I could sense it like in your vibe. You're just like, yes, like I can feel like what you put out there was genuine just by watching you right now sort of react to it. Now, here's the thing. So we're talking about your song. We're talking about your music. But you've had some really big moments. You mentioned earlier that you're the most popular you feel you've ever been in your career. And speaking of which, you had a really big WrestleMania moment with yourself and The Miz becoming tag team champions. And then being presented with these brand new world tag team titles.
I cried, Denise.
I want to ask you.
Brand new.
Like, how did that feel?
I'm not going to lie to you. I cried.
Oh, man. That's cool, man. And he did because me, outside of his business, me and Mark friends. You know what I'm saying? We know each other's kids. We're friends. You know what I'm saying? So I can understand that, and I respect that. And I like me and him just have that connection. You know what I'm saying? And that was like, remember when I said earlier, I said we live life so much, we be life so much, we don't take time to stop, smell the roses, or listen to the sound. Was that?
Yeah.
That time I did. That time I did. And it was, I had my son there. That was a little baby when I first got into the business. That was one of the reasons why I had to change my, you know what I'm saying? Like, and for him to say, Dad, man, I was so proud of you, man. I haven't seen you wrestle in so long. Like, it was so many things that was rolling through my head at that moment. Being at the top, me and Miz. Like, I'm getting emotional now. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, crying here now. But, like, Miz has had my back since I've been in the business. You know what I'm saying? So, it was just a moment that was, it was a surreal moment. And being able to share it with him, my son there, and everybody. I mean, you had to be there to hear the ovation that I got. It was,
wow.
Like I said, the biggest I've ever gotten in my life. And it was, if you want to feel electrified, if you want to feel the love that I felt that night, it was overwhelming. There's no words or vocabulary of words that I can make up or come up with to tell you the emotional feeling that I had. The way it stayed with me probably for 2 or 3 days, to where like even the week after I could still get emotional about it because of that feeling. You know what I'm saying? I was just filled with it.
Wow.
Sounds like what a high, man, to be there like yes. You said, with so many thousands and thousands of people, the big bright lights.
Oh, yes.
Not only that, but you also got the adrenaline from the match itself. It's like just yes. You know, it's something that's so cool that you guys get to experience.
Yes, yes, and
true.
And again, it's hard to say thank you for the ovation, for the opportunity, for the idol. I've gotten so many like overwhelming like DMs, and it's just like I couldn't tell everybody thank you enough. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And I'm gonna say thank you one more time while I'm on here too.
Go ahead.
I said thank you. I said
it. He said it and thank you.
Hey, Truth, speaking of being on a high, today is 420. Have you ever partake in the sticky icky?
My neighbors do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your neighbors.
Digress.
You plead the
fifth. Wait, digress from the question or digress from the action?
Yeah, I plead the fifth, the eighth, and the 13th.
No, I'm just joking. About...
I just plead the fifth. We're going to stick with that one.
Mark, hey, why are you putting our truth on the spot like that?
Hey, yeah, like, right. Why you do that, man?
Do my eyes look red? I just woke up.
You look bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, bro. Hey, you driving from Atlanta? Tell me what's going on.
Man, just went down there and finished two more songs.
Oh, so you're working in the studio.
Oh yeah, man. When I'm not in the ring, I'm in the studio. Still, you know what I'm saying? I got some new stuff coming out. Me and Fable got some stuff coming out.
Wow.
Yeah, dog. So yeah, I'm talking about real soon. Yeah.
Hey, man, I ain't playing you in most. Atlanta, man. T-Pain is a humongous wrestling fan. He in Atlanta. And I wanted to have him on Monday, but we're gonna push it to next week. Like, man, I'd love to connect y'all, man. Like, he a good dude.
Yeah, please do that. Yeah, do that.
R-Truth T-Pain collab.
Oh, that would be hard, right?
Man.
That would be dope.
Truth, now, Denise, I got a whole album?
I got enough for 2 or 3 albums.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Bust out a double album.
Yeah, so I'm doing a project with Fabo, and then I got the country project coming out. It's going to be all, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to throw Barnyard back on there because Barnyard Flex is still fresh. Have you heard that yet? Or no?
No.
No.
Y'all ain't heard Barnyard Flex?
No, no, not yet.
So man, now that I got homework.
Yes, y'all got homework. Barnyard Flex, the video is done as well. Pretty Ricky is in the video. It was shot in Dallas, Texas at Billy Bob's.
Like, you trying to start your own genre of country music?
Man, I got my own lane, Mark. It's just, I got my own lane, dog, but we found my style.
Wow.
This
That's
is the
beautiful,
song,
man.
Truth, that I would play if I was like in a mechanical bull and I was like, this is my turn. I'm gonna make sure to last for a while. This is the song that I'm bumping.
Hey, I was on a mechanical bull in the video. And it's hard to write one of those things.
Okay, see, that's the vibe that I got.
Yes.
That's literally the vibe that I got without even having seen it.
Where do you see the video?
You know what Andre just texted me? He said, Beyonce stole your style. She heard that, and she stole your style. That's what he just said.
Wow. Hey, but it's got a dance to go with it.
Oh, really?
How's the dance?
Electric slide type
line
of
dance. It's a line dance to go with.
Oh, now.
Oh.
See, now you got to post a video today of you doing the line dance so we all can do the homework.
I'll send it to you. I'll post.
The nation will do it. The nation will be posting pictures of themselves doing your dance. I guarantee you.
We're going to do it.
We got to get Truth, before you go, I want to touch on another thing, and that is that we have been talking a lot about this new era that we're in for WWE, right? For someone who's in the trenches on a weekly basis, talk to us about what it's like to be part of this new era of WWE, and how does it feel like? Do you feel it? You're in the new era.
I feel like I'm in the new everything. Everything is the same, but it's changed in great ways. There's so many opportunities for a lot of the talented guys we got there and the girls. Like, it's you can feel the new era there. It, like I said, it's the same. We're giving you that same rugged Raw and SmackDown, that vibe, that roller coaster of emotional. We're giving you all that, but it is new. It's very new. And I think WWE has always been ahead of the curve because they've always been able to, like, adapt and execute and evolve with time. Just like everything, you have to evolve. You have to almost stay ahead of the curveball. You know what I'm saying? Like, almost like you're not watching VHSs no more, are you?
No.
No.
No. And you're not even really even watching that on DVD, are you? Really?
No.
Yeah. So that's how WWE, that's best. Like, we are, it's a new era. So we're
– They find what's next ahead of everybody. And put it
before at boom, and that's what you're getting right now.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem.
Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.